Welcome to the 279th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome and thank you for listening. I'm 1 week out of the Odyssey Swim Run Austin, and I am full training mode for the Hoka One Rocky 50-mile race February the 13th. So get ready. Cranking up the mileage, doing some squats, some leg exercises, hoping to be able to claim a 50-mile race under my belt. Anyhow, welcome to eating season as well. This podcast, I just want to talk about the why a little bit. I think a lot of times people see other people and think, why can I eat this and they can't? And, the question is, why are people successful and why are other people struggle so much? Nobody comes into my office and they say, boy, I'm trying to be unhealthy. I really want to be overweight and I really don't care what happens to me. Most people, they truly want to be well and they want to be healthy. But what stands in the road? What keeps people from the success? You know, why do people seem, some people seem to be able to just decide they're going to change and do it? Do they struggle or not? You know, is that the Facebook face that they put on their struggles they hide very well? Or, you know, do some people have it easier than others? Do some people, is it just impossible? So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And so I guess the title of this podcast will be, I Can't Eat This Because... Because there's just some things we can't eat because they make us overweight, they make us diabetic, they make us hypertensive, they cause cancer. Some people it takes longer for those things to kick in and cause them disease, but it catches up with nearly everybody. Some people think, it's because of who they live with. Their spouse doesn't want to eat the way that they want to eat. They don't have any support. Some people think that their spouse likes them and loves them any way they are, so they don't need to change. Some people never have that conversation with their spouse. Most spouses would be probably fairly accurate to not have that conversation in some respects. You know, am I fat? You know, everybody knows the answer to that question, right? Should I lose weight? Everybody knows. Does this make me look fat? And everybody knows the answer to that question, you know? So it's hard. How do you have that conversation? Certainly, if you can't have that conversation with the person that's most close to you, how do you have it with strangers? And how do you get to the bottom of what's really driving the problem? I want to start with what I do know. I've had a plant-based wellness practice for 3 years now. I've been teaching plant-based nutrition for over 6 years now, and I have seen people get better. I have seen chest pain go away. I've seen claudication go away, neuropathies go away, autoimmune diseases go away. I've seen people with cancer not have recurrences. I've seen joints get better. It works. No doubt in my mind that it works. And most of the time, it works really well in people that aren't perfect, meaning they have slips, they have struggles, and they're still doing well. The better they do, the less struggles they have, the less side effects they have of their underlying disease or the less things that come about them, but it works. The most successful people are driven from within. Nobody's telling them that they need to lose weight or they need to lower their blood pressure or they need to get their cholesterol under control. They want to do it. They don't want to experience another stent. They don't want to experience another cancer. They're afraid of diabetes. They're afraid to get what their parents have. They don't want to have it. They want to maintain a normal weight. They want to be active. It's driven from within. So what do the people do that don't have support? Their spouse likes them the way they are. They won't say that you need to lose weight or I wish you were more healthy. They're okay with them going to the doctor and having procedures because maybe they do too. They don't want to change. They don't want to support them in changing. They don't want to have to cook for them. Maybe they don't want to have the conversation that says, I'd like you to change. I'd like you to take better care of yourself. Perhaps they don't believe that nutrition has anything to do with overall health and wellness. What if you're miserable and you just don't care? You make food that everybody says they don't like over and over again. Nobody sits down and appreciates what you've cooked, so why bother? The holiday season is coming up. Friends and family are going to have you over. They want to stuff themselves with turkey and dressing and pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and they're going to make fun of you and say it doesn't work. You have to live. You have to die of something. Something's going to get you. Why don't you just enjoy yourself? Who are you kidding? This is not the cause. Take your medicine and go on. You're ruining it for everybody. Come on, just live a little. Let's don't think about it now. Wait till the first of the year. Wait till January, and then we can start again. If eating plant-based was still good, everybody'd be doing it, but they're not. Nobody does it this way. You can't go anywhere. You're just not the life of the party. You can't expect people to cook special for you. Why bother anyway? I already have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I'm taking medication. The doctor says my numbers are okay. They can put another stent in. No big deal. 2020 makes it even harder. COVID. Can't get anywhere. Can't see family. Can't visit grandkids. Nobody's coming in for the holidays. Nothing to do but eat. Can't go out. Might as well eat in. Call in. Eat a pizza. Gyms are closed. Can't do anything. It's not my fault. And the worst one of all, I'm trying, but it just doesn't seem to work. I'm not the only one that knows those scenarios. So do the grocery stores and the food manufacturer. They know all of those scenarios. They also know what drives people's taste buds, what gets them, where it gets them. They're hungry. If you're hungry in the deli, they put special things there. When you're at the checkout counter, they put special food there. When you're, before you get to the checkout counter, while you're social distancing, there's now a stand there where they have things that are high calorie, made to tempt you, made when you're just feeling the worst for you to go ahead and pick up. So let's start by saying, you know, the manufacturers, let's just call it like it is. The middle of the store is out to get you. They're there to make money. Grocery stores don't make money on produce. They don't make money on bulk rice or produce. They make money on packaged foods. They put things in the potato chips that make you want them and you just can't eat one. They fill half the bag full of air. They put a pretty label on the outside and still convince you to buy it and pay twice as much because it's in the deli aisle and it costs them more to advertise there. They put walls of cereals with sugar and fat and prizes inside to try to get our children at their earliest age addicted to that sugary substance that they must have. They put 9 essential vitamins on the outside, may reduce heart disease, thinking that if you eat cereal, you'll get vitamins and everything will be okay. They make coffee with sugars and creamers to make you feel better, give you some caffeine. You go to the frozen section, they have things for your convenience because you're tired and you need not work, but there's pizza with extra cheese, extra fat, for pennies on the dollar. There's donuts, there's every fast food made into a frozen food, just to make it easier for you. We call it comfort food so that we can justify buying this food that most of us know is really going to hurt us, but we're convinced that if we eat just a little bit of it, it can hurt us a lot. We're told that if we're really strong, we should be able to portion control those things and eat just a little bit, but everybody knows that's impossible. We're told in the advertisements that we deserve a smile, we deserve to be happy, so live a little bit and have some of this stuff. We're told that the yogurt is going to provide probiotics to our system when it really is providing a very highly pasteurized sugar to us. We're told that the bread is either low fat or gluten free, so it's made better to make us more healthy and less likely to get sick, yet it lasts on the shelf for weeks on end without going rancid. We change the kind of nuts in our nut butter from peanuts to almonds and hazelnuts to make us think that it's better, but it's still the same high fat, cholesterol driving cream. And then we move on to the meat section if you're not yet plant-based. And that's a status symbol. People that are going to buy the grass-fed Delmonico tenderloin, high cuts of meat. It's a status symbol to be able to put that in your cart at $8, $10, $16 a pound. You deserve to be happy, live a little, eat some ice cream, have some chips, have some meat. It's good for you. You need your protein. Meanwhile, history is repeating itself. In the 1800s, during the Industrial Revolution, smallpox was a pandemic. Terrible sores was affecting young and old alike, end up killing a lot of people at very high mortality. It was called a pandemic back then. A vaccine was created from the pox of a cow and injected to people to give them a small reaction and to make them resistant to the dreaded smallpox. The reality of it was never tested to see whether or not it produced antibodies. The CDC stated that clearly. As long as you had a scar on your arm, you were deemed vaccinated. Even though in 1870, after universal vaccines were started in a lot of areas or high vaccine highly vaccinated populations were becoming evident, there was more and more deaths and occurrences of smallpox. The same thing that was happening during that time was there was a tremendous amount of filth. Industrial Revolution led people living in terrible conditions with terrible water, terrible sewage, terrible food, eating meat that was contaminated or from downer cows. The situation was the food and sanitation system was terrible. Unfortunately, surgeons started delivering babies. There wasn't hand washing. Young women were dying at childbirth because of super infections. And we had death and disease. Let's fast forward it to 2020. Now we have a population that's grossly overweight. We don't move around. We eat these foods that I described 2 or 3 minutes ago. We're in a very highly inflamed state. We can't fight off anything. And we have another pandemic. Is it the virus that's causing the problem, or is it the host? And I believe it's the host, just like it was the environment back in the 1800s. We have the same thing repeating itself. We're trying to sell a vaccine or sell a treatment. Let somebody else take care of you when the cure rests right in your own home. Fat has 9 calories per gram as opposed to 4 calories per gram for protein and carbohydrate. So eating a high-fat diet almost doubles your calorie intake with respect to certain foods. So if you were to have an apple versus apple pie, and the pie, people bang the pie crust, but let's blame the lard or the Crisco in the pie crust for causing the extra calories. Don't eat pie? Well, let's change to Starbucks, you know, or some other pastries that people get on a regular basis or sugary coffee drinks. Let's look at the pasta sauces. Virtually every pasta sauce on the shelf contains at least 30 and sometimes up to 55% oil. Look at ice cream, even vegan ice cream, predominantly fat, high sugar, no nutrients involved. Nut butters, like I said before, change it to peanut butter, change it to almond, hazelnut, tahinis, very high in fat. Coffee creamers, non-dairy, high fat, added oils, nobody looks. Oat milks, people say they like that. You think about it, if you strained oats and the water that comes off is going to be very thin, you got to add a bunch of additives to make that thick. So basically we're being bamboozled by the food industry and we're not paying attention. Or are we just really happy to not have to look and just pretend that they're going to take care of us, and surely they wouldn't sell us something that was going to hurt us. We all need fat, right? Omega-3s, omega-6 are essential fatty acids. We really only need 1% of our calories from essential fatty acids. We can get those from beans and greens. You can even add a little flax or chia seed in there. We don't need to be eating high-fat pastries to get essential fats. We're all worried about getting enough protein. Don't you need more protein when you get older? The reality of it is we need about 10% of our calories from protein. That's about 45 grams in a woman, 55 grams in a man. We know the more protein that you take, the more insulin-like growth factor you secrete. Insulin-like growth factor helps you to build muscle. It also helps you to stimulate cancer cells, stimulate vascular cells to grow in and cause blockages, stimulates inflammation. We know that those people that eat the most protein have the most calcium leached from their bones and the most calcium in their urine, leading to osteoporosis. High-protein diets, especially high protein from animal sources, again, it's been associated with increased cancers, increased osteoporosis. So what about cancer? What about protein from plant sources? A third of a cup of seitan will get you 21 grams of protein. 3 ounces of tempeh will get you 16 grams of protein. A half cup of lentils will get you 13 grams of protein. 3 tablespoons of hemp seeds will get you 10 grams of protein. A cup of quinoa will get you 8 grams of protein. Black beans will get you 7 grams of protein in a half cup. Arameth will get you 6 grams and 2/3 of a cup. Peas, green peas, frozen peas will get you 5 grams of protein in a 2/3 of a cup. Corn will give you 5.9 grams of protein in a cup. Mushrooms, most vegetables, 2 grams to 3 grams of protein per cup. Asparagus, even better, 4.4 grams of protein per cup. So we need not worry about getting enough protein. We do need to worry about getting enough color, enough antioxidants, enough immune-supporting vegetables. I find it a little odd that people in this day of COVID and restrictions worry about everything. You know, we're worried about getting COVID. We're worried about if people have masks on or they don't have masks. We're worried about what happens if something happens in the future. But they don't ever worry about the poor food choices they make right then and there. Nobody ever worries about, oh my goodness, we're having McDonald's for dinner. Will we get heart disease? We're having pizza again for the third night this week. Are we going to get heart disease? Is there too much salt? Nobody worries about it until way after the fact when they're actually sick. We worry about what others might think until it comes to our food choices. Then we're more than happy to fit in and make sure we don't make anybody feel bad and we have the high fat, high calorie desserts. Because as long as we're trying, everything is going to be okay. It never ceases to amaze me how many people come in my office and cannot remember what they had to eat. That is an impossible thing to say if you were truly worried about your health or the health of your family. So why can't you eat this or why can't you eat that? There has not been one person come to my office not wanting to be healthy. There is not one person that's come to my office that it's not possible. What really matters on this Thanksgiving season? How do you want to go into eating season? Do you want to wait until January and try to pick up more pieces? Because the health of our nation and even our world is getting worse and worse every day. It is easier to get takeout. It is easier to buy processed food. It is easier not to have to confront your friends and family and just eat what they eat. It is easier to keep your head in the sand and pretend like what you eat doesn't matter or that it's too late or it won't make a difference. But I have never seen anyone belittled for going down with a fight. I have never seen anyone sorry for not having visited a loved one that's ill. I've never seen anyone sorry for trying to make something that made someone more healthy. I've never seen anybody upset because they gave up ice cream and lost weight. I've never seen anybody upset because they finished a marathon despite having coronary artery disease and having had stents placed. There's no better way to empower yourself than to take control of your health. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you care. People that don't care won't turn into a podcast about plant-based nutrition. We all want the underdog to win, but the underdog has never won because somebody let him. The underdog always wins because the underdog decides to fight, and despite all odds, comes back and wins. So I want this podcast to be about what you can do. You can get your health back. You can reverse lifestyle diseases, and you have to start with the meal that comes next. Not tomorrow, not next week, not January. Begin with breakfast and eat according to your activity. If you're going to be sitting in a chair all day long because there's 6 feet of snow outside, I don't think that's happening too many places, then you're going to have to eat light accordingly. So maybe just have some fruit or a small bowl of oatmeal. It's not a big bowl of oatmeal. It's not all you can eat. It's not with maple syrup and sugar and brown syrup on it. It's simple oatmeal and fruit. If you weigh 120 pounds, your baseline to sit around all day is about 1,200 calories. You don't need a lot extra if you're just sitting. If you're swimming 2 or 3 miles and running 5 or 6, 7, 10 miles, you need more. You're going to burn. If you're working hard outside and doing farm work or lifting and tugging, you need more calories. But for the most part, a simple breakfast will do. Eating simple allows you to digest your food easy. You can add a little chia and hemp seed if you want. But, you know, I think that the mindset of I can eat as much of this as I want needs to go. Eat a little, leave yourself a little, you know, you could eat more before you leave the table. If you leave the table miserably full, you've eaten too much. Don't eat again till lunchtime. Have a giant raw salad. Try to stay raw for lunch if possible. If you want to cook, put a little rice on your salad, fine. If you want to put a potato on your salad, fine. But mainly eat a raw salad. Lots of greens, a whole cucumber, peppers, light dressing, salsa, a little balsamic vinegar. Keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate things. Dinner's the same. Soup is great. You know, it doesn't have to be with cashews. As you know, you don't have to go to great lengths and go on the internet to find recipes with 20 different ingredients. Simple soups with limited ingredients. Simple foods, greens, beans, and a potato. Don't make it complicated. Just have your food, have some fruit, and go on. Get some exercise. If you haven't exercised at all, start out slow. 5 minutes out the door, 5 minutes back. It's really important that you get outside and get some fresh air. Even if it's cold, if there's a day that's above zero, get out and get some fresh air. It's going to do you good. Thanksgiving. Obviously, we don't need a turkey. You can make mashed potatoes with nut milk. Leave the butter out. Add some garlic. Add some pepper. You can make sweet potatoes without the marshmallows. Add cinnamon and nutmeg. You can make lima beans. You can make a cranberry salad that's full of antioxidants. You can make a bok choy salad with pomegranate seeds and oranges. You can make mushroom gravy to put on your mashed potatoes. You don't have to tell anybody that this is plant-based, whole foods, no oil added. Just make good whole foods and share with your friends. You can have a pumpkin dessert made with pumpkin and a little bit of silken tofu and a little bit of maple syrup. Or you can have fruit and be very happy. Because the goal is not to be miserable. The goal is to be happy and healthy and being able to be with your family. And we need our immune systems good to have that happen. You need to help in the kitchen. You need to help do the grocery shopping. So if you don't buy the groceries, you need to help carry them in. If you don't cook the food, you need to help clean up so that you're actually moving and working off some of those calories. Involve the whole family and educate the family on how important your health is this season, how important that eating is to maintain health and wellness. This is a time of fear and worry. We don't need to have fear and worry. We can be proactive and take care of our own health. The food marketers, the pharmaceutical industries, they're interested in making money. They're not interested in curing us or providing any kind of super nutrition. They're interested in making money. The cure is in the produce aisle and the fruit aisle. The cure is outside your house and with your family. The cure starts with you. It's not somebody else imposing it. It's not what somebody else thinks of you. It's not that you're not worthy, because you are worthy of health. Every individual is worthy of health. Every individual's lives matter. Start a Thanksgiving tradition of your own. Invite your friends over, serve them a plant-based dinner. If you serve it with a smile and you serve good food, they'll be back and they'll be thankful. If you know all about plant-based cooking and good food and how to promote health, then share it with somebody else. It will make your holiday season a lot better. It's never too late, no matter what age you are, to get a little health benefit from some fresh fruits and vegetables. I think sometimes we spend a lot of time worrying about what other people think when we project what we think that they're thinking and what we think they're thinking about us. But I think it's more important now than ever to lead by example and eat the healthy food and show a healthy, immune, competent person that you are and take charge. Because again, there's nobody else that's going to do it for you, and you deserve to be healthy. If you're not healthy, start living healthy today and be healthy and own it. I am healthy. I'm going to be healthy. I'm living a healthful lifestyle. So even if you're overweight or you have diabetes or hypertension or coronary artery disease, you can say right now that you're going to live a healthy lifestyle. And if you start right now, right today, and you start eating healthy this next meal and you start walking the next opportunity or moving or getting off the ground and just struggling a little bit to do something today that you couldn't do yesterday, you're making progress into being that person. You have to say it and you have to act it in order to be it. I can't be a runner if I don't run. I have to say I'm a runner and I have to run to be a runner. And I have to own it. I have to be a healthy eater by eating healthy and owning it. Wannabe doesn't count. I've got to do it. I might not do it the best today. I'm going to do it the best that I possibly can right now. And you keep saying it every day that this is the way you're going to do it each meal. You're going to be healthy because this is why I want to be healthy. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it in order to help people. But the main thing is, I can't eat this because it's not who I am. It doesn't make me healthy. I don't eat oil because it gives me indigestion. I don't eat meat because it will give me heart disease. I have a terrible family history of heart disease. I'm not going to eat meat. I'm not going to eat a high protein diet. I don't want osteoporosis. I am going to exercise to increase my cardiovascular strength and my muscular strength. I want to be able to move up until I can't, until my heart stops beating. I have to do it every day. I want to do it every day. It's not because somebody wants me to do it. It's because I want to do it. I'm my own benchmark. This is where I am today. I want to get better tomorrow. This is what I need to do to get better tomorrow. This is what I can do to change. Everybody can get better at something every day. But you have to stop fooling yourself. You have to stop telling the white lies to yourself and to others that you're trying, that you haven't done something, that you haven't eaten it, you haven't done. You have to own it. You have to admit what you're doing, say what you want to do, and do it. So I would encourage you to take control, be the healthiest person that you can be, say that you're going to do it, and I think you'll feel much better because of it. Addie and I have decided to offer gift certificates for a nutrition class just for your friends and people that you would like to try to introduce into plant-based nutrition. We're going to offer an evening class January the 13th, which is a Wednesday evening, during which time we'll instruct people on how to change what they eat on a daily basis into a whole food, plant-based, nutritionally sound menu. So Addie and I will each be cooking a breakfast and a lunch and a dinner, and we'll be talking about the nutritional benefits of whole food, plant-based eating, and giving tips on how to start the process into becoming plant-based. For $25, you can buy a gift certificate. We'll have it up on the website next week for your friends to take this class, and they'll be able to view the class live, and we'll do questions and answers until all the questions are answered on that Wednesday. And then we'll post it on our website and give them a link to be able to access that for a week afterwards. We'll give them the recipes that we cook that evening. And again, we'll encourage any questions that they might have even through that next week when they're if they look at the video again or if they've looked at it for the first time. So this is an opportunity for those of you that would like your friends and neighbors and family to be plant-based, but you can't quite get the message across to them. You'd like to do something for their health. You can extend the olive branch. You give them a gift certificate. Whether they use it or not, it's going to ultimately be up to them, but it'll be an opportunity for them to have a nutrition class for free that they can view for a week and hopefully begin the change in their life and maybe open up a dialogue so that you can help them and add a little meaning to your life as well. So certainly we'll be putting that up on the website soon. Look on drdelaney.com, drdelaney.com. You can email us at info@drdelaney.com. You can call the office 941-235-9231 to find out more. Email me at jami@drdelaney.com with any questions. I hope that you realize that you're worthy of health and wellness, and you can make progress at any age of your life, and you can continue to improve until you take your last breath. You deserve to be happy and healthy, and there's no better way to start that journey of being happy and healthy than to pick proper nutrition. So we'd like to help to educate you, but again, take the blinders off and realize that the center of that store that you visit on a frequent basis is not there to help you. And that most of the pharmaceuticals out there are not meant to cure your disease, but to patch you up. And the sooner that you can take control of your health and make yourself healthy, make your family healthy, the better. Until next time, early next week, I'll be putting up our Thanksgiving episode. So stay tuned and tune in. And again, look at our website to get your gift certificates to help someone else get healthy. Thanks for listening.